Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Heard it from another you've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend, you're out late every weekend, they're talking about you and it's bringing me down.
Morning everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Going to be implementing impact fees either way, this board or the next board. And the way I'm looking at it, I would like to see this get implemented while this board's still in place before we get to the November 5th ballot initiative, because I would think that it would help clear the water a little bit, because a lot of people are not understanding what's going on, and I know for a fact we're going to have impact fees. So I would rather get this conversation going. Let's get the conversation going. Let's get a hearing set up for the next in 14 days. And I think that we can go forward and get them implemented.
So Kerry Smith, a county commissioner in Santa Rosa County, proposes on Monday at the committee meeting. He says, look, we're going to have impact fees because I'm for them. Ray Eddington is for them. Two people who just got elected, Rhett Rowell and Bobby, the code enforcement guy. I just can't think of his name. Sorry. Anyway, just got elected. So that's four. And Colton Wright may well vote for them since he voted for him before. So that makes five. So we're going to do impact fees. And instead of what the current plan is you're going to have a ballot initiative to increase the local option sales tax from 0.5% to 1% in Santa Rosa County. And they have passed impact fees, which will go into effect if the local option sales tax issue passes. Kerry Smith says, even if it doesn't pass, we're going to do impact fees, so I don't know why we need to put this off. And, you know, he kind of wants to take away the unclarity for people and make it real easy for them. And also make it so that there's not some risk that somebody might want the local option sales tax but not want impact fees, might vote down the sales tax, and we need to have the sales tax. That's what he says, okay? That was his proposal on Monday. James Calkins, who often has a view, says,
if the next board decides that they want to do that, that's on them. But as far as I'm concerned, this board voted 3-2 to put that item on the ballot to let the people decide. And by us doing something ahead of that would take away that right of the citizens to decide whether they want the sales tax or the impact fee.
So we have made it a voting issue, and if we decide to preemptively decide to do it, we are actually taking away something that we have chosen to give to the voters. We're taking away their power to make the decision. Okay, I'm going to say some words here that are going to feel very uncomfortable for me to say. He's right. he's right. It wasn't so hard. No, listen, you've always got to evaluate any particular issue, not on the basis of whether this person is usually right or usually not right, or you like them or don't like, always the issue, always the particular thing. And on this, I think James Calkins is correct. We have been setting up towards an election with this kind of hinky system of a two-part vote based on if you approve the local option sales tax increase, it will also bring impact fees with it. But that is the system we have, and anybody who's been paying attention, as informed as a voter, knows that's the system we got, and they're preparing to vote. And we can't change the ballot at this point. So putting in impact fees now before the election is probably going to do more to make uncertainty for the voter than anything else. James Calkins again.
You wait till the citizens decide, and if the citizens decide yes or no, you go with what they want. And then if the new board wants to change or do whatever, they were elected by the citizens to make that decision. So I think that we should take, you know, no changes before the new guys. It'd just be a disservice to them also.
I will say it again because I don't get to say it often. He's 3 for 3 so far. He's right that doing the vote now takes away the power of the citizens to have their say. He's right that the people who got elected are the ones who got elected to make the vote. It's not like we should make a vote now because of what future people are likely to do. That's their job to do, not our job to do. And third, he's right for saying that, honestly, why should we take away their ability to do it? Why should we preemptively do what we don't want to do? Sam and I don't want to do this anyway. What we should do instead is let them make the decision, let them get the credit or the blame for it, let them do what they want to do and shape impact fees the way they want to shape them. I mean, again, I feel super awkward about this, but James Calkins is 3 for 3. He's completely right about this. We'll come back to this in a second. I'll get over my awkwardness in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. It seemed weird to you?
Yes, I was blown away in my chair if you couldn't notice.
It's weird voodoo Scooby-Doo sounds from Wayne's World right now. Anyway, go ahead, John.
Got an accident still. It's in the clearing stages at Scenic Highway and East Olive Road. So if you're approaching going westbound, you're going to see the traffic is basically stopped. They've got it down to one lane. So just pack your patience with that one. Also, I-10, I-110 is flowing smoothly. Also, if you see puddles, don't go through them. They could be just big puddles.
Well, we play a game sometimes when it's a light rain around here, which is pothole or puddle. Because they look the same.
They do.
Until you hit it. Let's not take that chance.
That's right. That's my traffic on the fives.
All right, John. By the way. 437-1620. All right, back to this conversation, Santa Rosa County Commission. So Kerry Smith says impact fees are inevitable. Okay. And James Calkins says, well, if they are, then, you know, we should wait and let the future board do it. It's their baby to do. We should let the voters decide. We should not preempt anybody. And by the way, the funny thing about the it's inevitable argument is if it is inevitable, then let it happen as inevitably. Because every once in a while you think something's inevitable and it doesn't turn out that way. And so I never am a fan of the inevitability argument. Back to the county commission, Colton Wright says.
Board voted 3-2 to enact impact fees and voted 4-1 to tie the impact fee or have the ballot language on there that would allow the people to vote and express their position on impact fee along with the local option sales tax support.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it happened initially, and that's how it got tied into the local option sales tax, which, by the way, all of them want to see renewed, okay? And as far as infrastructure programs and funding for those go, I think renew it as well. You know, Santa Rosa County has a lot of challenges. There's been a lot of years where maybe things haven't been allocated enough to think ahead about how these problems are going to exist. And here we are. And a lot of these projects, like it would be catastrophically bad for the county and for infrastructure if the half cent did not get renewed eventually. And you could make the argument that really you need I don't really take a position, you know, on this one. But I certainly know that the commissioners, all except for James Calkins, are definitely in favor of the 1%, which is the add a half percent.
I hope that my proposal is not the reason why a local option sales tax would fail, because we desperately need that revenue to address the very things that we hear people come to this podium time after time after time and ask for assistance with roads and infrastructure. And frankly, without that local option sales tax, there won't be any projects. There'd be very few projects happening after the current one expires. So people need to know that.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's accurate. So Kerry Smith is going to try again, though, because, again, impact fees is a big thing for him. That was a big campaign issue. And he thinks, like, let's just do it. Let's get it done. This board needs to act.
Yeah, I just I think it's time for this board to put up or shut up. It's basically where I'm going to go with this.
Now, I will say this. They have already put up in the contingent vote. Put up or shut up to do it now is actually an additional step past that, but okay. And I know where Kerry's at. Like, he wants to make sure it gets done. He also wants to start earning it as soon rather than later, too, okay?
We are going to pass impact fees, and for us to hang this over the voters like it's going to be something that's only going to be determined on what they say on this. Let's say they vote against the half cent sales tax at that point. as confusing as it is, and the ballot language and all, we're not going to pass impact fees at that point? I'm going to have to disagree. We're going to pass impact fees.
So whether people approve the local option sales tax increase or not, he says we're going to get them.
I'm proposing that we try to take some of the mud out of the water here. Let's go ahead and get them going. I think there will be more than ample enough information put out by the press that impact fees are in place at that point. And then we can take away the distrust that's being put forward to me by various citizens that are saying there's just a lack of trust here.
Yeah, I don't really understand how preemptively passing impact fees before the vote you've already said is coming enhances trust. I think that doing what you've said enhances trust, and that means letting the voters decide, and then if they vote no, well, you don't put in the impact fees, and if they vote yes, then you do. I mean, you know, I think he's probably right that they're going to get voted in anyway, but I actually see it as muddying the water more to do it now, because then people are going to wonder what the vote means if it's a contingency vote, right? And Kerry had one last pass at this with Colton Wright.
You're the hanging Chad.
Don't call somebody
the
that.
The third vote, we pretty much know that's the situation.
Sam Parker's against and Calkins is against.
I would think that would be the most responsible action to take, especially if we're going to get that half-cent sales tax. Because the half-cent sales tax is very key. We know that. It's very important for us to get that, to get these capital projects in place.
Yeah, everybody agrees. And so Colton, who is the, I would say, swing vote, not the hanging Chad. The hanging Chad indicates an uncertainty. I don't think there's any problem with that. Anyway, his response, and I actually agree with him on this.
I'm going to respectfully disagree with you, Commissioner Smith, on this one. I'm not going to support making a change now. I feel like if it was a different topic, if there was a different group of people, that if this board was, if there was a proposal to change something midstream, there would be people up in arms.
Yeah, and again, we've made a promise. We've got a ballot language coming. There's an initiative on the ballot that has been explained many times, and even though it is a little bit confusing, it is what we're going to vote on in Santa Rosa County. And he says, let's let them go. Let's let them vote. So I actually agree with this. For all the reasons I've explained, I think Kerry is mistaken about this, but that's okay. I mean, you know, somebody doesn't have to agree all the time for you to respect them or like them or be their friend, and I consider Kerry all those things. 622 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
September is trade-in month at Darrell Sewing of Pensacola. Darrell Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus furniture, notions, fabrics, and various craft supplies. Update your machine and save up to 25% with your trade-in during the month of September. Financing is available. Darrell Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess, or online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. At Costello's, they have all your summertime barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, brisket, pork butts, and so much more. And at Costello's, you will find all the best boar's head sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready for charcuterie boards to chicken salad, and of course the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. Fine wine and cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? you'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Bob, I got a bad feeling on this one, all right? I got a bad feeling. I don't think I'm going to make it out of here. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Everybody got to die sometime, Red.
Good morning, 626 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. The accident we had earlier at Scenic Highway has been cleaned up and traffic is flowing again. Also, be careful of the debris out there. There's some pine straw or limbs are on the ground. So just slow down, take your time, and you'll make it there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. John made me smarter in the break. So I had been telling you that the National Weather Service has issued an extension for the tornado watch for Escambia and Santa Rosa County and parts east, Okaloosa, Walton, all the way over to Tallahassee, until 1 p.m. And I'm looking at my weather radar, and I'm like, what are they looking at? Like, there's nothing there. Well, he pointed out that if you look at the wind map, they call them south winds, which is the dumbest thing ever because nobody thinks that way except weather people. They're northbound winds. Okay. The band effect basically, that's drawing up into what's left of Francine is northbound over our area, Escambia and Santa Rosa County, and we're clean. But right at that edge, the reason there is an edge at Okaloosa County is because there are westbound winds coming from a whole different system, and where those two parts merge together, that's where they're having, I assume, that's where they're, not only are we seeing the stronger weather, but also that's where they're thinking there might be tornadoes because you have conflicting wind systems. So I think that's what they must be thinking about. John, did I explain it the way you would be satisfied with?
Yes.
And John says because he's got learning and like a pilot and he's thinking about air systems, that's why he was aware of that. So I really appreciate that. That helps me think about another dimension of storm understanding that I did not have before. So thank you for that. 628 on News Radio 92.3. So yeah, it might not look like anything up above you, but you know. Although it is kind of raining here now. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the world's first all-civilian spacewalk happens today as part of the Polaris Dawn mission. SpaceX launched the four civilian astronauts into orbit on Tuesday morning, including American billionaire Jared Isaacman. Exiting the Crew Dragon capsule on a tether, he said he would, quote, be back... Or he said, quote, back at home, we all have a lot of work to do, but from here, Earth sure looks like a perfect world. That's the end of his quote. I don't know.
Would you go out on a tether from the Dragon capsule under current circumstances, given the recent history?
No.
Neither.
Absolutely
yes.
Not.
Yes. I say yes.
Yeah, but
I'm sorry,
but John,
I'm
you just
in,
don't
but...
have anything to live for, so.
What?
Ow.
No.
Cold.
Go to space, man. Star Wars? Come on.
Oh. John and I have been talking about this off the air. He's like, wouldn't that be cool? And I'm like, not an early adopter over here. Go
count
on,
me
David.
In for like the second ticket, maybe, or the third. There was a six-year-old girl in the Orlando area that apparently had her lemonade stand reported as an illegal operation recently. Andrew, did you hear about this one?
Well, there's nothing worse than, you know, bootleg lemonade.
Well, this was out of Longwood, a suburb in the Orlando area, and police there posted on Facebook this week. Apparently, somebody had called and reported the illegal lemonade stand. So, of course, they initiated a fast police response.
And they showed up and bought lemonade. At least I hope so.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's okay. What happened.
Did they really? That they was did, story? Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, they all showed up, bought lemonade to support the young lady.
Just one time, I'd like to see some, you know, 9-year-old girl, which is typically the purveyors of the lemonade, go on, you know, I don't know, Instagram, I guess, not Facebook, but and say, the speakeasy is open.
See, now the key is the IRS is going to see the Facebook story. This is where it takes a turn for the worse.
But, of course, you got to beat that income threshold in order to have to file taxes, so it'll be okay. It's okay. I'm always amazed by people that, I mean, I guess I shouldn't be, but sort of the petty tyranny of people that want to stop something like this, right? It's amazing.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A history-making stroll, the first commercial all-civilian spacewalk. SpaceX engineer Sarah Gillis and billionaire entrepreneur Jared Isaacman outside a SpaceX capsule.
Back at home, we all have a lot of work to do, but from here, looks like a perfect world.
There's no airlock, so all four capsule crew members are wearing the company's new spacesuits. For former President Trump campaigns in Tucson, Arizona today with remarks about the economy, Vice President Harris is in North Carolina.
Vice President Harris is expected to rally supporters in Charlotte and Greensboro, part of her New Way Forward 4-day tour. President Biden losing North Carolina by roughly 75,000 votes in 2020, a rep for Harris's campaign, saying in a statement, "With so much at stake in this election, we are blitzing the battlegrounds and leaving it all out on the field."
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Harris is in Pennsylvania tomorrow, Trump in Nevada. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we do have cloudy and rainy conditions. It is 77 degrees in Pensacola today. Well, you've got until the end of next week if you want to get your feedback in on the Palafox redesign project in downtown Pensacola. Of course, a wide range of ideas already submitted on their website.
I've heard everything from don't take away one parking space, which good news. The net parking is going to be somewhere from -3 to maybe even now plus parking spaces. So that's not an issue. And then I've got some people say shut the whole street down 24 hours a day, which we're also not going to do.
Mayor D.C. Reeves says the project is still in the conceptual design phase. No work has been approved as of yet. But if you want to see the current ideas, the new Palafox.com has those. You can also leave your ideas through that website. The city hoping to wrap up the project design over the winter and have it out to bid by early next year. A Pensacola man sentenced to 30 years in prison after exposing himself to two kids earlier this year. 45-year-old Christopher Steele pleading guilty on two counts of lewd or lascivious exhibition in the presence of a minor. That incident happened back in January at a local business where Steele reportedly exposed himself to two children in a lewd manner. Officials also said Steele had been convicted of a sex crime previously in Alabama and been in and out of prison since he moved to Florida for not keeping up with his sex offender registration. And a warning from Escambia Sheriff's Office on the latest scam calls going around. They're now targeting folks that got PPP loans a few years back. Sheriff Chip Simmons says some information related to those loans has become public record. Scammers are obtaining the information and calling with loan numbers and personal information. Of course, they identify themselves as some branch of law enforcement, Sheriff's Office, U.S. Marshals, FBI, and say you have a warrant related to the loan.
Now, the problem is, we need you to put this many thousands of dollars into a kiosk at this little, this ATM somewhere, and then you have to do it again, and then we stop. We won't get this bench warrant, or we won't get this subpoena for you. That's what we put it out yesterday, just to remind people, we're not going to ask you. The Marshal Service is not going to ask you. The court system is not going to ask you to go get money and put it into a Bitcoin machine.
And Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons says even if the caller does have your personal information about you or your relatives or any other data, it's likely still a scam. And Taylor Swift now officially endorsing Kamala Harris for president to Florida's Democratic Party, hoping that'll sway young voters in November.
It's not Hollywood, but it's music stars that are really bringing them in. And a lot of their lyrics and so forth are very political, as you know. Older people don't get why and how this is changing.
Dr. Susan McManus says the endorsement has the potential to reach a lot of young voters. The Florida Democrat Party now planning to organize around Swift's Eras Tour stop in Miami next month. And the crew of a Florida-based Navy ship getting a lot of praise from both Democrats and Republicans. Republican Senators Marco Rubio and Rick Scott joining Democrats yesterday to introduce a resolution recognizing the USS Kearney. That ship is based out of Naval Station Mayport. They just got back from an 8-month deployment in the Middle East where they had the most enemy engagements since World War II. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Still no accidents to let you know about. The two that we had are all cleaned up right now. Not seeing any delays, just a minor delay on scenic highway as you approach I-10. But other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are watching the outer bands of Francine as they move through this morning. Showers and thunderstorms slowly come to an end as we go into the late morning hours. As you head through the rest of the day, going to be looking at breezy conditions with some cloudy skies. Temperatures today topping out in the low 80s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 77 in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 76 in Milton. And our next news at 7 o'clock, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. As of earlier this morning, more than 390 customers across Louisiana were without power after Hurricane Francine made landfall as a Category 2 storm. Entergy said early Wednesday via social media that it was preparing to deal with the outages. Then Philip May, CEO of Entergy of Louisiana, added via video online that most of the work of restoration would not begin until daylight today. Jack Hightower is a well-known figure in the oil business. His company, High Peak Energy Incorporated, based in Fort Worth, Texas, is barely known by investors. However, in late August and early September, Hightower spent more than $2.8 million to increase his stake in High Peak, a company he founded. That brings the value of his total holding to about $66 million, or close to 4% of the company's market value. Futures are slightly higher ahead of today's inflation data. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 124. That's your money now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Join Jim's Firearms for a 10th anniversary celebration on September 20th and 21st. They're partnering with local favorites like Badass Coffee, Key Nutrition, and more for an unforgettable event. Indulge in delicious food from La Casita Food Truck and 850 Barbecue. But that's not all. They're having numerous firearm raffles with all proceeds benefiting Save Underdogs Rescue. Stop by Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway, September 20th and 21st, to celebrate a decade of community support. Online at jimsfirearms.net.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Larry Downs Jr. Plumbing LLC, because fecal matters. Now, I'm really here today to see if you're going to violate my First Amendment right, Commissioner Dingleberry. Stephen Berry. I kind of got offended, you know, because it's the speech that we don't like is the most important.
You're not going to curse, Larry.
That we don't like that's the most uncomfortable. That's why it's so important.
I've told you that, you know, I really do feel sometimes like some of these political entities get jealous of the attention that other political entities get on the show. You know, like, we focus a lot on Santa Rosa County because it's entertaining, and we focus a lot on the city of Milton because it's a giant hot ball of crazy. And then, you know, this game becomes like, give us attention. Now, Larry Downs Jr., let's just say that every political entity has its couple of people who you can just kind of count on them to be the diversion, okay? And Larry Downs is like that much of the time, okay? He's just weird and wild and a little bit crazy, and sometimes he's funny and sometimes he's right, and not that often, but okay, fine. Well, he's been having this kind of back and forth feud with Stephen Berry about appropriate language in the meeting. And he likes to push buttons, okay? And so as he's calling him Commissioner Dingleberry, and, you know, because fecal matters, because he's a plumber, okay? But he's right. The First Amendment protects unpleasant speech. It protects speech you don't like. And it even protects speech that you don't like the content of and the expression of it, right? And as, you know, Stephen Berry says, you're not going to use profanity in this meeting. More on that in a moment.
It's not the speech we agree with. This happens across the country, and commissions just like this one lose. They lose, and y'all have lost a lot of money in lawsuits. And I'm to the point to where y'all may have to have another one, because I believe my right to fecal poo-poo caca is my right to say it. And you don't get to be so offended to tell me that I can't exercise my First Amendment up here.
I told you this, you know, local government's super entertaining, you know, when people get their issue up, okay? So then he goes through this thing where he takes off his top shirt, and underneath he's wearing a shirt that says, holy S, you know, but it actually says it. He's not saying it, not yet, okay, but it says it, and then he's scolding Stephen Berry for, you know, all of the bad lawsuits that they've had recently. As Lumen May said, we're 0 for the season, $10 million and counting. So here goes.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You telling me that I can't say my slogan for my plumbing company up here because it's too offensive for your ears? Are you telling me that?
I'm telling you, you're not going to curse, Larry.
This is not cursing? This is not a curse word. You don't get to decide which ones. Okay. I'm really close. You need to ask the attorney here. You need to ask her before you cost we the people more money. Is that what you want to do? You want another lawsuit you're going to lose? Holy can't believe it.
Thank you, Larry.
So this is actually a really interesting subject. And I was doing some research on it because one of the arguments in favor of profanity, okay, I don't think we've ever talked much about this, but one of the arguments in defense of profanity is that speech codes are a way of suppressing people of lower education and lower socioeconomic status. Because typically the people who use profanity more are, I mean, this is not a universal thing, especially these days. But when you tell people how they can't express themselves, often that's a way of suppressing the rabble, you know, the lower, the people you don't want to hear from much, when that's just how they express themselves. But there's another part of this, which is another argument in defense of profanity, is profanity has unique content. It's very, you wouldn't use the words except they have meaning that cannot be duplicated so easily with other words. The euphemisms are always euphemisms. You know, there's a certain punch that profanity has that other words don't have. And so that's why, that's at least sometimes why people use them, because you just can't express those thoughts in other ways. Not the same way. You've changed the content by making it PG. Okay? But that's just all kind of side observation. Larry's not getting into all that. He's getting into the First Amendment question of whether you can make him not swear in a public meeting. And he's making the argument that you can't prevent me from swearing in a public meeting. And Stephen Barry says, he doesn't say this, but the hell I can't. Right? Yes, I can. I think based on current case law, Stephen Barry is wrong. But I think it hasn't ever been really directly addressed by the Supreme Court. We'll come back to this in just a second. I just think it's an interesting question because I did not know the answer. That's why I did some research, because I wasn't sure of the answer, whether the county commission or the city council could prohibit profanity or not. So I, like I said, we'll tell you what I found in just a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. If you're approaching, if you're on Highway 90 eastbound and westbound, you'll see some delays right around the Zaxby's area, the Walmart Supercenter area. So just be aware of that. Also going from downtown Milton into East Milton, seeing some delays over the bridge. That's a look at traffic. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So which things does the First Amendment not protect? Right? Which things does the First Amendment not allow you to say? Well, you know, one is causing direct harm through something like yelling fire in a crowded theater. Right? That's one. Defamation. You cannot lie about a person, and you can be sued for defamation, actually. But another one is a thing called fighting words. And fighting words is actually a doctrine that arises out of a unanimous Supreme Court opinion in 1942, the Chaplinsky versus New Hampshire case. You had a Jehovah's Witness who was out, it was very an un-Jehovah's Witness-like way, calling people profanity racketeers and damn fascists and, you know, using very strong language, and even called a cop, you know, some bad things. And, you know, although there's some dispute over the facts. What the Supreme Court decided was that he had engaged in fighting words. Fighting words are words that are like hitting somebody in their ears and are designed and have the effect or the likely effect of producing a physical altercation. So it's like inciting to riot the way yelling fire in a crowded theater. That's just a real rough overview of fighting words. They decided unanimously that he was in the wrong and fighting words are not protected by the First Amendment. So how does that play out for a city council or a county commission meeting? The general rule goes like this. If you engage in meeting disrupting behavior, stomping your feet, making a ruckus, interfering with the conduct of the meeting, yelling, screaming, that kind of thing, you can be removed. If you simply engage in profanity as a part of your comments, although I don't think it's really been tested much, you can't be removed. And so, though I hate to see profanity in the public meetings, right? Although it is more entertaining. I think it is protected speech. I don't like it that way. I don't think that's what James Madison had in mind. But I think, and this is like two for two in this hour, James Calkins, I thought, was right on an issue before, and he's right on a different one in that same meeting, by the way. And now Larry Downs Jr., who I rarely agree with, I think is right about this. You can't tell him how not to speak. Meaning that I think he's probably right, that if he decides to show up and use profanity, and of course, if I play the comments, I will censor them on the air because of the FCC, which is different than being in a public meeting. I think the county would lose this lawsuit. Or I will say this, based on current law, they would lose it. But the Supreme Court's never quite directly addressed this question. And I would be interested to know whether a judge can prohibit you from swearing in the courtroom, or whether the Florida State Senate can prohibit you from swearing in a hearing meeting, or a committee meeting, or whether the city council or the county commission. Because, again, personally, we are a better society when people have to restrain their language. It will not make the meetings better. But the First Amendment does protect undesirable, offensive speech. Obscenity, by the way, is another one that's not protected. You say, well, that could be obscenity. Maybe not. Obscenity is a pretty strong category. And what you might call fleeting expletives do not qualify as obscenity, at least not generally. 6:50 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. There was actually a whole other section with Larry dealing with the EMS stuff that was very interesting, the EMS bad debt. We've talked about that a little bit before, but we'll see if we get that later on in the show. I only play this because it's funny, because it's my name. There's a guy named Andrew Bleuer who is even more of a kind of disruptor, troublemaker, yeller than Larry Downs Jr., and he's been causing more trouble lately. And Stephen Barry, who is very clearly trying to be on his very best behavior as he's facing a re-election challenge in November, that's a serious challenge from a no-party affiliate candidate, Josh Roberson. He's very clearly trying to be on his best behavior and be kind and nice and sweet. And this just made me laugh when I heard it.
Andrew, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. You can't yell from the audience, please.
I can. 6:51 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And if you've got an import, you got a BMW, you got a Lexus, you got a Porsche, a Mercedes, Genesis Jaguar, you want to get that car serviced, you might think I got to go to the dealership because that's where I bought it. They know how to do it. Well, okay, Bobby Likas Auto Service works on those cars all the time. Save some money, save some time, don't have to drive all the way to Destin or Mobile, cross the bridges, whatever you have to do. Get it serviced at a place that's really close and convenient. Then they work on those cars all the time. They work on domestics all the time, you know, Chevys and Fords and Dodges, no problem. They work on diesels. They work on gas engines, whatever the case may be. It's, you know, cars and trucks, they work on it. Their philosophy is kind of shown in their website name, carclinicservice.com. It's like a healthcare clinic for your car. The idea is you take your body, which is a complex mechanical system, to the doctor periodically just to be sure. And your body is self-healing. Your car is not self-healing, in case you hadn't figured that out. So it's more likely to have problems, especially the problems you didn't figure out are going to be problems in 2 months, and you don't want them to be big problems. You want to avert them before they are big. That's why you do the routine, preventative, scheduled maintenance. And Bobby Likas, they can take care of you for that. Also, they do fleets. So if you have a fleet of cars you want to take care of, they work with GSA Fleet, Merchants Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin, Enterprise Fleet Management, and many more. So whatever your needs are as an individual or as a business, Bobby Likas Auto Service can take care of you on Davis Highway and now on US 29 right across from the Walmart. Florida State takes on Memphis this Saturday at the Doak in Tallahassee. Noon is the game time, and I've got two tickets for you. Be caller number 5 right now, 437-1620. Go watch FSU win Saturday, 437-1620. Caller number 5 wins.
Wave Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to wavemenshealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. Wavemenshealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
Autism Pensacola invites you to Steps for Autism, Saturday at the Pensacola State College Track. This annual walk is a fundraiser for programs and services for our local autism community. Autism Pensacola navigates, advocates, and educates individuals and families impacted by an autism diagnosis. It's not too late to register your team. Visit autismpensacola.org. Steps for Autism, Saturday, starting at 10, presented by Autism Pensacola.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Oh, and Senator, just one more thing.
Love your suit.
.656 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about, but if you're at the intersection of, Palafox, Fairfield, you're going to see some delays both in the north and southbound lanes due to an accident that's been moved over to the side of the road and just having some buildup right there. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Kentucky State Police are continuing to search for highway shooting suspect Joseph Couch. Officials say Couch had texted a woman before that shooting saying he was hoping to kill a lot of people then end his own life afterwards. That manhunt, they say, has been made more difficult as they're dealing with heavily wooded areas and they cannot search those at night. Prosecutors began introducing evidence Wednesday on the third day of the trial involving the Department of Justice's antitrust allegations against Google. The DOJ says Google's online ad technology prevents smaller companies from competing. Google, of course, denies that. And Jon Bon Jovi in the news today. I don't know if you saw this one.
It's a wild story.
He's being praised for literally talking a woman off of a ledge. This happened on a bridge in Tennessee. Bon Jovi in Nashville filming a music video. He noticed a woman off the edge of the bridge. And Bon Jovi and a member of his team approached the woman and talked to her for several minutes. Finally convinced her to come back onto the bridge and got her the help she needs.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. It's a wild story and good for him. You know, obviously good for him and good for her, too. 6:58 News Radio 92.3. Just a quick note about the weather. The National Weather Service Mobile has extended the tornado. I always have to make sure I say the right one. Watch, because it's the dumbest labeling system I can ever imagine. Watch and warning. Watch is the lower grade. Warning is the higher grade. That means there's one on the ground. The watch is like maybe there's something coming. The tornado watch in our area all the way over to Tallahassee from Escambia County is extended to 1 o'clock this afternoon. We think because there's some wind conflict zones, it's producing the weather in Okaloosa County, and that could, you know, jog to the west and produce possibly tornadoes. We have so far been very lucky. Getting some rain and some wind and, you know, basically what I've been describing as pine straw and puddles. Puddles and pine straw, that's what you see a lot of, and, you know, misty rain and that kind of stuff. And some wind, but light wind. So, you know, be a little bit careful. Obviously, driving in the rain is not the ideal thing. Dependable.